Hello and welcome to the Hands-on Windows Azure webinar. I'm Jonathan Rosenblatt, Developer Evangelist for Microsoft Canada. You can reach me at jonathan.rosenblatt@microsoft.com, follow me on Twitter, connect with me on LinkedIn, or read my blogs at Canadian Developer Connection and the Canadian Solution Developers blog. In this video, we're going to be talking about the concept of cloud computing. We'll look at cloud computing as an operating system, and then we'll look at key scenarios for using the cloud as a platform for your applications. Let's look at the world from a non-cloud view perspective, and look at an application that's in a non-cloud environment and see how capacity matches according to the load that we anticipate for the application. So we start off with a load forecast. Over time, we see this being the trend of the load when we start deploying the application to several months after when it's in production. Now, as developers, we go on and we develop the application and we're ready to deploy. But we have a problem. We don't have the capacity into which to deploy the application. So we have to request that capacity be provisioned, in this particular case, servers. But there's a time barrier. By the time the servers are procured, by the time someone takes in the servers, installs the operating system, configures the network, configures the application stack, we're losing time. But now let's say that has actually been done, the IT capacities have now been allocated, and we have somewhere to deploy the application. Perfect. Now we deploy that application and it starts getting load. Now the actual load for the first little bit sort of looks like that. It's not really near what we actually thought about from a forecast perspective, but there's enough IT resources there to ensure that the application is up at all times. The problem is that that actually creates a waste of capacity because we're not actually using everything that we provisioned. Now, as over time the application gets busy and starts getting additional load, we have another problem where now the load surpasses the actual capacity that's there. So now we have an undersupply of capacity that we need to deal with, and potentially the application might go down in the process. Then, as the peak periods of the application progress further, and traffic starts to go down, we have yet another issue where we have all of these fixed costs of IT resources that we've provisioned in order to make sure that we meet the load forecast, but now we're not actually using it. That's actually a problem because we've now paid for all of this stuff, all of these IT resources. They're up, they're running, they're using power, but the application isn't using it. When we look at the world from a cloud environment perspective, let's take that same load forecast and let's take that same actual load. The difference here is because you're not putting up anything up front, you're not procuring environments up front. What you can actually do is have the load and the IT capabilities scaled up and down as your load in your application increases or decreases. What does that do? It allows you to deploy effectively right away, right? It allows a reduction of the initial investments because you're not actually buying servers. You're not actually configuring them on a network. You're just provisioning them from within Windows Azure as you need them. There's no concept of oversupply because you're going to provision or you're going to scale up the number of instances that you need based on the actual load that you need, and you're going to scale them down when you don't actually need them anymore. Similarly, from an undersupply perspective, that can't happen either because as soon as you see that your load is increasing, you can go ahead and provision additional instances to meet that demand so that you don't actually end up getting to a point where you don't have enough. And then lastly, you also have the ability to scale down when your application load is no longer there. So again, you don't have that fixed IT cost of the servers that you had already provisioned for the forecast that you were expecting. Now, when your application usage is down, you reduce the number of instances that you have running in your cloud, and then obviously you're saving money as you go along. In this kind of environment, you're basically paying for what you're using, not basically paying for what it is that you think you're going to be using. And that's all for this video. For additional videos as part of the Hands-on Windows Azure webinar series, please see the URL on the screen. I hope you've enjoyed this video.